The Four P's podcasts are funded by the National Lottery Community Fund. When people are in the lead, communities thrive. To find out more, go to tnlcommunityfund.org.uk.
You know, we're getting back to some kind of normality out there, but we've got Theodora in today.
Oh, hiya.
You're doing work experience. You've been with us for how many weeks?
Oh, like 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
And we basically got some topics that we want to talk about. So this is driven by you.
Oh yeah, so social media, like what does that mean to you? Getting right in there.
Headache. It means, I tell you what, there's the good side of social media, which I'm all for, and then there's the negative side that I'm not all for, and I'm very protective of me, my family, and work colleagues.
So do you think social media is worth, like, all the bad stuff? Like, is it worth it?
I think if you can control it. I mean, I think if you're one of these people that goes out of your way to cause a storm, I'll be honest with you, if you go back 12 years when we first started, we would use social media to draw attention to ourselves.
Yeah.
We were an online station only, and we were a little bit edgier than than we are now. So I very often you get like a message on your Facebook to say, this is what you did 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I cringe.
Yeah, no, we all do. Don't know why Facebook has that memory option, but it's there just to make us cringe.
Do you want to repost this where you caused a massive argument? Because what you do is you would ask a question. Let's pluck something. Maybe we shouldn't. And then you would walk away, and then this bun fight would appear.
Yeah.
And there were so many people that fell out, and it's all because. And I remember my sister-in-law saying, reading it and saying, "This is typical of you, Ian. You start a fight, and then you walk away from it."
But that's the internet for you. Like, it's very sensitive. I mean that in a nice way, kind of. But yeah, like, if you say one wrong thing, then it's all up in flames. So you have to be very careful what you say.
You do now.
Yeah, definitely.
And even more so because I don't know whether you remember this. About 4-5 years ago, there was a chap that was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Oh, yeah?
And he was like a... What would he have been? An influencer? A YouTuber? And he said something 4 or 5 years in the past. Yeah. So we're talking 8 years ago, but it was 4 years before he actually appeared on the show. And it was, I think it was a racist comment that he made. And he appeared on this I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And he was only on 2 episodes because of what he said 4 years ago on social media. You know, he got kicked off the programme.
Yeah, that's the thing, social media. You have to be very careful what you say. Otherwise, it can affect your career literally like years across the line.
Mm.
So if someone said something like really offensive, that you can't, even if you delete it, people still have that screenshotted. So it's very difficult to erase things you've done on social media.
It's evidence.
Yeah.
It's almost like you've got to watch yourself the whole time. And I don't have a problem with that because, let's be honest, if we all did that, it'd be a nicer world anyway, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I think when you watch messages of, you know, such venom and you just think, if you met that person, would you really speak to them like that?
Yeah. I don't know if it's just me. But you have two different sides to you. You have your real life self, and you have your social media self.
Right.
And your social media self is very fake. You put like your best self out there, whereas your real life self, you can just be you.
Well, look, I've got news for you, Theodora, because what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
And I ain't got a side. I used to have, maybe, because I was a troublemaker. If you like, you'd ask that question and you'd say, what do you reckon of this politician putting this price up and doing this and doing that? And you know that you would get a reaction. Now, the amount of times I've wanted to post something, my thoughts on Boris Johnson, okay, but I've refrained from it.
No, politics and social media, don't, because you're going to end up in a fight.
And that's exactly what would have happened. There would have been probably 80% of the people would have agreed and said, yeah, I totally agree with what you're getting, what you're saying, what you're getting at. And then there would have been 20% that would want to fight and would want an argument.
You know, it's always a small percentage that want to fight that are going to ruin things. So it's not worth the fight.
It's not. No. I've actually, in the last few years, cottoned on to the fact that most of the aggravation that people have in their lives is possibly something that they've posted on Facebook or a social media posting of sorts.
You know, the amount of times I've been scrolling through Facebook, I've went to this like one post just to look at the comments to see if anyone's fought. It's astounding why people fight on the internet.
There is an element of, and I've got to be honest with you, I mean, obviously Facebook came out in about 2009?
Think so.
Something like that. And people were talking about it and I couldn't understand. And then I tried it and then all of a sudden you're on the merry-go-round. Yeah. And you can't get out of it. Technically, just say for instance, because I've said to my wife many times, she's not on social media. And I said to her, I would divorce you if you are. And she said, why? And I said, because if I saw you posting stuff on Facebook about your dinner...
Oh, God.
Or anything silly like that.
I don't know. If it's a nice dinner, you got to post it.
But no!
Yeah!
Come on, why would you want to?
If you're going out for a meal, like you post it on your story, just to be like, oh, look, I'm having a good time.
Why would you want to?
I don't know, because I actually don't know.
Here's my dinner.
It just looks nice.
Do you know what? It smacks over. It's like when people go on holiday, they say, this is the view from my bedroom this morning. And you got the sea, you got a beautiful blue sky and a lovely view. And I look at that and I think, you're boasting.
Yeah, no, that's what you do on social media. You boast.
And your house is vacant.
Yeah.
And you're in a different country. It just beggars belief how stupid we can be. But... we're all doing it.
Yeah, because like we want to show everyone like our best self on social media, but that can also be very toxic.
Do you get? I mean, to be honest. Yeah. When you post something, okay, and you don't get many likes, does it disappoint you?
Oh, you know, I get upset. I'm like, why have I only got this many likes?
Yeah. Does it? I mean, seriously now, does it affect you?
Oh no, it does actually, and I. It'll probably affect a lot of people as well, especially people my age.
So what? Why put yourself through that?
I don't know, because everyone else is doing it, so you've got to, like, jump on the trend.
Oh, yeah, but that's the whole point, isn't it? I think we should be our own and we should make our own decisions and make our own, and don't be, you know, governed by what everybody else is doing and thinking. I massively respect my wife because she doesn't want to have anything to do with social media. I really do.
You know,
I respect
enough.
That. And... I think once you've got into it, you change.
You know,
you
do. Like, you just get a whole different attitude. And, like, I don't know what it is. Because, like, I've been on social media for ages now. So I can't really look back and be like, oh, what was I like before social media? So I've just always been on it.
I mean, honestly, there's so many different things that I could share on social media, but I don't want to because I think they're private.
Yeah.
And I think... There is where I used to live. There was this family that used to live opposite us,
and they
their side of the street was on the street. So their lounge opened up, and it was on the street. You open your front door, there's the pavement. Okay, so there's no garden, there's no distance. So if you walk by, and what they used to have is they used to have this lounge, and all the people in the family. There was mum, there was dad, and I think brother and sister, and they would sit in the lounge and they would watch the telly as a family on the sofa, and they would never pull the curtains, so the telly'd be on and the light'd be on, and you'd be able to see into their house or into that room.
I don't get that.
And you'd get but that's just like Facebook.
That is just like Facebook.
It's a snapshot of their life.
I don't get it. I wouldn't want anyone to like look in my house and watch me. But at the same time, I, like, post a picture of myself on social media.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There are so many good things about it. I totally get the good things. You know, the fact that, I mean, we promote the radio station. What a lovely thing to be able to say, right, OK, we've done this and we've done that. And other people get to know what we've done. And, yeah, OK, you get some praise. But more importantly, mums and dads would be saying to their kids, hey, look, this might be good for you. So we'll make a phone call, we'll pop down and we'll see, or we'll have a listen and see if we can make a difference. But that, to me, that's where it ends. Yeah. You know, anything else. I know my old neighbour, Dame Shirley, took a picture of my motorcycle one time.
Really?
With her grandchild on it. And I said, I've got no problem with you taking a picture of your grandchild on my bike, but you could have blocked out the registration number.
Always block out the reg number.
Yeah.
If you're posting a vehicle at something, you block it out straight away. That's the first thing you do.
And my front door number.
Okay, and that as well.
And she was fine. E50.
You don't post your reg number. You don't post your address. Like, you don't share your location. Unless you're going out for that nice meal, then you can.
No, I don't get that either. You're having a nice meal. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh, no, but, like, it's part of the experience. Like, you could go, ooh, I got a post there. Like, you take a photo of your meal, put it on your story.
Yeah.
Then you actually enjoy your meal.
Yeah, but it's gone cold by now. Because you're taking a picture and posting.
What I do, because I'm smart, I take a photo of it, eat my food, then I post it. So then it doesn't get cold.
I honestly, I don't get it. But I'm you know, I see why people want to do it, and it's good for business if it's used in the correct way. Do you think we got too much social media?
I don't know what to say about that. Probably, yeah.
I mean, I can't keep up with it. Facebook is the one thing that I would probably drop into now and again to have a look, see what's going on. But just say, for instance, I get messages all the time from LinkedIn. And really? I think someone else has looked at your profile and someone, and you just think, you get alerted to that. And I think, now I'm distracted, I was working. Is LinkedIn, is that a social media?
I haven't used it before, so I'm not sure.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. So I use it and you don't?
Yeah.
Okay, will you now take the time and the trouble to have a look at it and
probably
see?
Probably, yeah, because I'm not interested. Like,
I think as you get older, because how old are you?
I'm 16.
16, and you want to be working in the world of media, stroke marketing?
Yeah, media marketing.
So a LinkedIn would be perfect for you, because it links you up with all of these people that are supposed... Look at me, teaching you now. Look.
I know.
It's business. It's more business-like, and you can link... And I get the common sense to it all. But I think if you... The sad thing is, I think in these things that we use, these tools that we've now got, the common sense sometimes just goes by the wayside.
And
I think that is what I have a problem with. If you're using X for, just say, for instance, LinkedIn, perfect. You're working in the world of X and Y, and you're talking and communicating with people that are in that same world. They may be able to put some work your way or say, there's a job going here. How great is that? Totally get
that. That's nothing social media does. It allows you to look for jobs and post your hobbies, and it can be used professionally as well.
Do you get... Because I do. Yeah. Irate when somebody puts a post up that is cryptic that says something along the lines of, I'm upset.
Oh, when that's happened, I think one or two things. If it's my friend, I'm like, oh my gosh, what's happened? If it's someone I don't know, I'm like, what? Why? Why would you post that?
But see, that's the difference, isn't it? If it's a friend, you'd obviously
worry.
Yeah,
if it's your friend, you're going to go to him and be like, oh, are you okay? Like, what's up?
Yeah, well, I don't get that.
Then you're a bit like, well, why are you posting that?
I really don't understand why. I do, because it's attention seeking. That's all that is.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, well, look, we're going to take a break. Yeah. We're going to come back with a tune, and then we're going to talk about how many different types of social media there are. I can think of probably about four. But I know there's a lot more.
Yeah, no, there is more.
Have you done your homework?
I've done my homework.
Okay, we're coming back and we'll see just how much homework you've done.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 27 minutes after 12. Far East and Wipeout on Vectis Radio. It's 27 minutes away from 1 o'clock. We've got Theodora in and we are talking social media.
Social media.
So, off the top of my head, I can probably think of about three, possibly four.
Ooh, that's harem.
Facebook?
Yep.
Which came first, Facebook or Twitter?
I think Facebook. I'm not too sure.
So Twitter?
Yep.
Would LinkedIn be classed as social media?
I think so. Well, classed as social media.
Right. And there was one that TikTok, I think, is the other
TikTok.
One. Oh, Instagram.
That's five.
So you're going on five. I can think of five.
I can think of more.
Go on then.
Right, so you've got your five.
Yeah.
You've got Snapchat.
Right.
You've got Discord.
Hang on. Snapchat is that a younger person's
that
thing?
That is a younger person thing, yeah.
Is that a picture thing? Just take a picture?
You just send a picture, send it to someone, pretty much.
I think we mentioned this last week,
didn't
we?
Yeah, we did.
And what was the next one?
Oh, Discord, just messaging app.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's just sending messages?
Yeah, just sending messages to people.
Like, to who?
Well, to anyone. Like, you get their username, you add them on it, then you just message each other.
Right, okay. Is that a bit like WhatsApp?
A bit like WhatsApp, yeah, except you don't need the number.
No.
Because you make a username.
So if you're posting something, how many people see it?
Barely any. You can't post anything on it.
Right.
You can only send it to the people you have added.
Don't you get frustrated with all these things that you've got? You know, somebody sending you a message via this.
Yeah, no, I've had multiple conversations. One person over, like, two apps. I'll be like, I've got to reply to them, like, this and that.
Don't you get frustrated or...?
Nah, I just get used to it. I'm like you're in the moment, so you're rushing around trying to message it, message them, so you don't really get frustrated.
Have you ever sent them, be honest, have you ever sent a message to someone and because you've got mixed up, sent the wrong message to someone?
Yeah, I have actually. It's really embarrassing.
And yeah, I would imagine it would be.
I'd be like... Oh no, wrong person. Sorry.
That wasn't for you, by the way.
Yeah, forget what you thought.
Yeah, I don't love you. Yeah, that wasn't for you.
Wasn't for you.
Okay, so we're up to seven?
Yeah, okay, seven. What else? You got Pinterest.
Oh, I've heard of Pinterest.
Yeah, you just post pictures, post mood boards. Like, it's a mum app, pretty much.
A mum app?
Yeah, my mum has it. She loves it.
So, hang on, so you're sending pictures again?
Oh, no, you post a picture.
You post a picture?
Yeah, you post pictures, you get pictures. I need to get Pinterest, actually.
So you're not on Pinterest, but your mum is?
Yeah, my mum is.
And is that her favourite one?
Her favourite's probably Facebook.
Oh, right, okay.
But it's, like, on the top three.
So is your... Do you mind if I ask how old your mum is?
Oh, she's, like, 34, 35.
Right, okay, so she's not that old then.
Yeah, not that old.
Okay. So we're up to eight now.
Reddit, just like, pretty much like Twitter, but less mainstream.
Right.
What's we got?
So Reddit is, again, you have to sign up, have an account.
Yeah, sign up, have an account.
Is it limited on how many characters you can post and do?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, because I think Twitter is, isn't it?
Yeah, Twitter is. Yeah. Not many apps are.
Okay.
I know TikTok is, though.
So we got eight, then?
We have nine.
All right, nine, okay.
Yeah, we have nine. Try to get up to ten. What else do we have?
All right, so we got Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, if that is one, I'm guessing it is.
Instagram,
TikTok.
Snapchat. Discord.
Pinterest,
Reddit. And then what else? Spotify.
Spotify?
Yeah, you can, like, post podcasts and that on Spotify.
But that's music, isn't it?
Yeah, but you still post stuff on it.
So, but is that social media? Is that classed as social media?
I mean, if you're posting on it, then I think so.
Okay, all right. It's just
to get it to 10, we're counting it as...
I'm not sure that is one, but then, you know, what do I know?
Yeah,
I
mean, you mean you can post on it. I mean, okay. It kind of counts.
So... If there's 10, and
there's probably more out there.
Exactly, there's probably more. When do you have time to do whatever it is you're supposed to be doing?
Oh, you just fit time in.
Right.
You'd be surprised at how much spare time my generation has.
Yeah. So, on your phone, do you have them all on one page so that you can just...
Oh, yeah, I have a little folder for them all.
So you can flick from one to the other?
Yeah. I just go on my homepage, tap a little folder, and they're all there.
Which one do you use most?
Instagram.
So Instagram is picture-based?
Yeah, picture-based.
So how many pictures have you sent today?
I haven't actually posted today.
You haven't?
No.
Okay, so haven't had time?
I just can't be bothered.
Can't be bothered. All right, that's interesting. I try and put anything that really important happens for the station, yeah. We want to announce, or we want to say thank you to someone, or well done to someone. I'll use my own page for that. I must get really boring because, you know, 10 years ago I would have been having a go at people.
Yeah.
And, you know, politically, because, you know, a little bit edgy, but then learnt your lesson and thought, you know what, I'm tired of all this fighting and arguing that I cause just by asking a question. Well, they're putting up the TV licence. What do you think about that, everyone? And people will have a bun fight underneath. And that kind of frustrated me a little bit. I am conscious of the fact, why can't we have a discussion without being nasty and venomous to each other?
That's just the internet for you. It's nasty, it's venomous. But at the same time, it can be very positive.
I love the positivity.
Yeah.
The positivity angle is, you know, second to none. When you think you can have a story and you can say, right, can somebody help me out? I need something.
Yeah.
You know, it might be something really simple like a lift, or I need an item of clothing or something for my child's play,
you know,
or whatever.
The positive side of social media, once you find that, it's like heaven.
How easy is it to control a being that in that positive vein the whole time?
I'd say it's fairly difficult because you can't decide your algorithm. Social media does that for you.
Right.
So you just got to, like, friend the right people, like, interact the right stuff. Then it'll just come to you.
Okay, I've got a question. How many friends do you have on your Facebook page?
Oh, I can't remember.
I mean, 500?
Not that many.
Okay, so 400? 200?
You're going really high. I'm like, maybe 20, 50, around there.
So that sounds like you're in control of it. Because all of those people you know.
I mean, I barely use Facebook.
Right. Okay. Well, let's talk about one that you use most of all, which is
Instagram.
How many friends have you got on Instagram?
Oh, I have 356 followers.
So there's a lot.
Yeah, but I barely know any of them.
That's the worry. That would be my problem. You don't know them, so how can you control them? If just say, for instance, on your Facebook page, you've got 25 people. They're probably all friends and family. So you know that you're not going to see anything negative.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't know, because half my followers, they don't even see my stuff.
Right.
And only like a quarter of them actually interact with my stuff, like it, all that.
Okay, so. but it's still out there, and it's people that you don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, do you ever get the thing where you walk in through the town, or you pop in somewhere and you see somebody and they say hello, and you think, I haven't got a clue who you are. But they obviously know
you. That
actually
hasn't happened to me.
No, like, I get all the time.
Like, no one from social media has come up to me like, oh my gosh, hi, I follow you. Like, we don't do that.
Right.
You just have that relationship where you follow someone.
But you don't talk to me.
And you don't talk to them.
that sounds nuts.
Yeah, it does.
It? You know, you just
like, you both follow each other. Like, you both like each other's stuff. But you'd never say hi to them. Like, you'd smile at them, maybe.
I get the hump with that. When people just say, for instance, you're walking down the road and you go to say hello to somebody because you know them and they ignore you, I just think, do you know what? I'm going home to delete you.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, and that's fair enough. I mean, I'd probably do the same if someone, like, ignored me. I'd be like, that's so rude.
Well, they didn't want to talk to you and you just think, hang on a minute.
I wouldn't remove them because I need the followers. But at the same time, I'd be like, well, I'm unliking your post.
Why do you need the followers?
I don't know. It's just like, I'm not too sure. I just like followers.
Do you think that, I mean, I've said this before and I think you've already agreed. Yeah. I think we've gone into this social media world, you know, some years ago.
Yeah.
Before you were, you know, around possibly, would it be? Yeah, it could be. Before you were even born, this all started. And we've gone into this completely blind. Where does it go? Where do you land in a minute? Where, you know, the things there that are serious.
Yeah.
You know, you could cause serious offence or get yourself into serious trouble. I just look at that and think,
you just have to be careful, really.
Exactly, but how many people do you know that are careful?
I actually know a fair few. I was actually talking to a few people about this. Let me get the notes up.
Yeah, go on, please, get your notes out.
Try and remember my password. Okay, there we go, got the notes up. You know, most of them are saying you have to be aware of what you post.
Yeah.
Because e-safety, you've got to keep yourself safe. And if you're posting stuff about family,
yeah,
then you've got to keep others safe as well. Well, I heard one person say that younger people shouldn't be on social media. Like, very young people.
13?
Yeah, under 13 should not be anywhere near social media.
No, absolutely
just
right.
Just because it's so dangerous.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's a lot of questionable stuff, one person said. And it puts you off social media a bit. However, you can't let that stop you. Because at the same time, they've also said so many good things. Like, this one person, actually my mum,
yeah.
And she said that you're able to keep in touch with relatives. And that's a really beautiful thing to do on social media.
Yeah, of course
it
is.
I have relatives who live all the way in Hungary, and we can't see them.
Right.
Flights are expensive. So we keep in touch over Facebook.
Mm.
And it's so lovely to have that connection with someone who lives so far away.
Yeah, too right.
Yeah.
Too right. Any more messages there?
Oh, yeah, again, keep in touch. But you can also post your hobbies and that on social media.
Yeah.
Like, so people, like influencers, and like photography on social media, it's like really beautiful. Because, yeah, it's just, I don't know how to explain it.
No, but I kind of, I get the feeling what you know, and it is, it's a wonderful thing. Just say, for instance, during lockdown, you're not able to stay in contact with family that you've not seen through lockdown. They could be the other side of the world, they could be down the road, but you can still have some kind of contact.
Yeah, it's just nice to have that connection.
I get all that, and I think it's a lovely thing. It is a really nice thing to be able to do and to be able to have. I just think the pitfalls spoil it for me, and that's the reason why I'm not massive on social media.
You know, it's the few that ruin it for the many.
So what advice? I'm guessing you gave us some advice there that you need
e-safety,
to do.
E-safety, like, always be cautious. Think twice before you post. Like, think to yourself, if my granny or whatever saw that and thought, oh, blimey, can I say that on radio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can, yeah.
Okay, good. Like, if they thought, oh, blimey, why'd you post that? Yeah. Should you really post it?
Yeah, not only that, let's deal with the future. If you've got a situation where you're putting stuff on social media and in 20 years' time, your children have a look at what you were doing, or even 10 years' time, you know, that could be, you know, dreadful for certain kids.
You know, you just got to think to yourself, do I really want that? Because social media, it stays with you forever.
It does.
And like,
can you delete an account and then nobody can access it?
You can delete an account.
But what happens to all the information?
Oh, it'll go.
Right.
But you can't guarantee it'll be gone forever.
No.
Someone might have saved it.
It's sitting somewhere, isn't it?
It's sitting somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not gone forever. It never will be.
The only advice that I can give people is, wherever you put on it, it's stored, it's saved, and it might bite you on the bum later on in life. So
if you delete something on Instagram, you can go to like a separate thing in settings.
Yeah.
And it'll have all your deleted stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not gone forever. It's still there.
I'm going to go home and delete my account now.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's fascinating to talk to you. And we've got a special guest next week, but we're going to come up with another topic as well, because it's only that fella that switched on the lights at Christmas time and raised £4,500, Terry Rampling.
Not too bad, actually.
For charities. That's brilliant. But so he's going to pop in for a five-minute chat next week, so we need something. Yeah. So come up with another idea. That'd be great. Thank you, Theodora.
Oh, no worry.
It's 13 minutes to one. Stand by, because the curries are on the way. But first of all, a song that was kept off the number one spot by Joe Dolce and Shut Up Your Face. That's coming up next.